Harry, regular contributor to the Sunday Afternoon Project program, is a travel expert. Hello, Chris. I'm Tony McManus. I don't know whether you've met in a previous life at any stage. Have you, Matt Hale?
No, I haven't. No, unless I've been under a magic spell.
Well, no, you may have been hypnotised by him in the past. You may have seen him at one of his great shows.
Well, hopefully he snapped me out of it.
No, very good. Working well. There's a fantastic little place just south of Perth. And I'm not thinking about Fremantle. I'm not thinking about Mandurah. I'm thinking about Rockinghampton. Rockhampton, I beg your pardon. And Rockingham. Take three. It's a good thing we're not live. Take three. Rockingham. And when first came to Perth, going back 98, 99, Rockingham was one of the first places to visit. Mm. And just on that sort of, you remember this, Matt, just on that sort of that beachfront area was a little tired, but you could see that it had some real potential.
Well, I mean what a beautiful location.
And now, how good is it? Tell us all about it, Chris.
Well, I've just had the most audacious weekend, delivering remarkable experiences and hospitality. I honestly believe Rockingham just feels like it's new again. I grew up in a little town of Narrogin, and all my school holidays I was fortunate enough to go to Rockingham. But as I grew up, quite often I was chased by boys wearing duffel coats and black desert boots, which is what Rockingham became known for a long time, the rise of the bogan. But gone are the duffel coats of the 70s and then the hoodies of the 90s, and it's now boardies, cargo shorts, Crocs and heavy armours all the way along a boardwalk that just ticks every box and smashes every other boardwalk in WA out of the park.
And, Chris, what has driven that? Is that being designed by council or community?
Both. Look, I think community. I think coordinated tourism is strong tourism. Now, all of the places that I've been to this weekend are all talking to each other. And for me, central at the moment is good accommodation, because what Rockingham is trying to do is to get you to stay there for a weekend at least, rather than just a quick drive down and jump into Palm Beach and then drive off again after having a cup of coffee. So we stayed, my family, at the new Quest self-service apartment. This was after I'd skydived the beach. We'd done the Shoalwater Bay cruise with Rockingham Wild Encounters, with dolphins just leaping out of the waves, seals lolling about on the beach, sea ospreys flying around, checked into the Quest. Then we've done Penguin Island. We've gone down. We've been referred by Quest to Surf Mania, a surf shop who hire out stand-up paddle boards. Then we've gone along Palm Beach, and I've gone up in the jetpack and felt like James Bond. Done the jet skiing with the kids. And then at night, we've walked along with our dolphin torches and little nets and just caught some little whitebait and prawns flicking along in the water, strictly catch and release. You just can't ask for a better weekend.
Chris, what has Rockingham got to offer? Come on, there's all that, but really.
That is incredible. Yeah.
It is
incredible.
It is absolutely extraordinary. Yeah. And I guess whether it's a taste for dining or a taste for nature or a thirst for adventure, I'm putting it as my red alert hotspot for all ages during these summer months.
Really? You go that far? Red alert hotspot?
It's extraordinary.
Did you get to eat, drink and be merry?
Yeah, most certainly. And I think that for me is the most impressive thing. Because I think for people to stay, they need places to sit down and relax. It can't just be about having lots of good adventures. You need to be able to slow down as well and have a great meal and some great drinks. And certainly along that Rockingham foreshore and in other small parts of Rockingham, there is a fantastic movement of small bars and great restaurants, tapas bars, all coming along beautifully with food that you'd be happy to go down to for a work function or a Christmas lunch, or just as I'm encouraging, just go down for a weekend and book one of those places for your dinner after having a busy day, and you'll be well rewarded with superb food.
I often think about what a beautiful place somewhere like Esperance is. Now, I know there's no comparison between Esperance and Rockingham. Esperance is just great, but you can't do that for an overnighter. Where a place like Rockingham, you reckon you can have something a bit special, relax, move away from your immediate environment, come back to Perth and somewhat be renewed in 24 or 36 hours.
Look, I completely agree with you with Esperance. If only it was 45 minutes drive away like Rockingham is. Yeah. And I think the advantage with Rockingham as well is you've got those three bays. You've got Palm Beach, and then you've got Shoalwater Bay, and you've got Safety Bay. So no matter what way that wind is blowing, you'll always find a sheltered beach, either for yourself or for the kids.
I've got to put my hand up as a kite surfer and say, what a destination for kite surfing. Incredible.
Well, and you can put your hand up for kite surfing, and I love all the kite surfers, but you've taken away the best snorkeling in the land. I grew up snorkeling Safety Bay for blue manta crabs, and then all you kite surfers came along and cut
there
the
it
snorkeling
is.
Out.
Oh, Chris, can't we all just please live happily together? Come on.
Apparently not.
We'll try to get along.
nice to talk, Chris. Thank you for your time. So it's now on the list.